For the English message this morning, let us open up our Bibles to Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verse 16. John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16 is often called the golden text of Scripture. It is often called the gospel in a nutshell. It is a very crucial passage for every Christian, and therefore, let's take a look at it this morning and let's talk a little bit about this verse. Now, it is important for every Christian to read the Bible. It is even more important how you read the Bible. Furthermore, it is important what you believe and how much you believe the Bible, and then how much you let the Bible transform you, transform your life. How much do you live by its teachings? Therefore, let's go back to this verse and see what this verse truly emphasizes. What is the emphasis of this verse? What is this verse truly about? Yes, it is about salvation. Yes, it is about the fact that everyone who believes in Jesus Christ shall not perish but have everlasting life. But more than anything, it is about God's love. God is the center of this verse. God is the center of Scripture. God is the center of the world. The Scripture is not just about five steps out of depression, five steps out of anxiety, five steps to become a successful entrepreneur, or five steps to become a better husband. The Bible is about God. The Bible is about God's attributes. The Bible is about God's character. The Bible is about God's love. The Bible is about God's justice, about His power, omniscience, His goodness, His faithfulness, His holiness, His mercy, His grace, and it's about God's glory. It's about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's about God who was, God who is, and God who will be. It's about Yahweh. It's about God Jesus Christ. John 5:39. You search the Scriptures because you think they give you eternal life, but the Scriptures point to me. The Scriptures points to Jesus. For God so loved the world. For the word loved, John uses the word agapao. And we know this is just not just an emotional love. We know this is not just a love that a friend has for another friend, or even a father has for his child, or a mother for his child. It is more than ever anything else. It's a sacrificial love. A sacrificial love that surpasses everything else. Which means God loves you more than anyone else in this, or everyone else in this world. And the Scripture is full of that. If you read Ezekiel chapter 16 and you see how much God loved the nation of Israel, if you read the book of Hosea, if you read Isaiah 49:15, where the Word of God says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hand. Your walls are ever before me." God so much loved the world. Actually, love is explained in God and through God, and outside of God, there is no true love. Have you ever thought how great God's love is? Have you ever thought how much God loves you? Consider the fact that, that's great that you thought about it. Now, let's consider the fact that we have an omniscient God. An omniscient God knew even before he created the universe, that if he creates humanity and gives humanity free will, humanity at a certain point will choose to rebel against him. In fact, every single person living on this planet at a certain point in time will rebel against his creator. And not just once, but over and over again. And he knew very well that there is no one who can save humanity but his son, Jesus Christ. He knew that he would have to send his son down on earth. He knew that his son would be mocked, that his son would be beaten, and that he would be sacrificed. And he knew that still, majority of humanity would choose to reject him and to ignore him. But for you and for me, brother and sister, who are here today and who believe in the Word of God, God chose to create humanity because he loved you so much and he wanted to spend eternity with you. That's how much God loves you. So that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, God died. Jesus Christ died for all humanity. Titus 2:11. For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's talk a little bit about this verb, believe. You know, faith is not something you own, like you own your own car. And say, you know, I have faith for quite some time, 30 years or so. Where can I find it? You know, just go in the store, fifth aisle on the left, third shelf on the top, between love and goodness. You'll have it and you'll have it forever. You're good. No, faith is not a noun. Faith is a verb. Faith is not a noun. Faith is a verb. And faith will always impact your life. What you believe and how you believe and how much you believe, that impacts your life. The decisions you take every day, that you make every day, are based on what you believe. Let me give you an example. Two friends of mine from Austria decided to cycle from Austria to Australia on their bikes. And that's true. Just got a movie out. And when they got through India, they were passing through India, and they were thinking about getting to sleep. They were taking their tents out somewhere close to a forest. And as they wanted to get to sleep, two policemen come to them and say, guys, you definitely don't want to sleep here. You want to go away. They started laughing as they thought, you know, just policemen just trying to scare off annoying tourists, because the policeman said, if you're going to sleep here, there is a very high chance that you're going to be attacked by a tiger. First, they didn't believe them. They started laughing. But then the policeman showed them some articles how people truly became victims of tiger attacks in that area. I think they could have won a Guinness World Record how fast they managed to grab their stuff and leave that area. You see, what you believe and how much you believe has a great impact on your life. We're not talking about a tiger attack this morning. We're talking about eternal salvation or eternal damnation. It is very important what you believe and how you believe. So my question is, how do we come to this faith? Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing. That is, hearing the good news about Christ. Where do you hear the good news about Christ from? From the scripture. And what does the scripture say about Jesus? John 6:38. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. Jesus was pointing to his Father the whole time. Therefore, in John 14:9, Jesus replied to Philip, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? And then further down it says in verse 15, if you love me, says Jesus to his disciples, obey my commandments. If you love me, you will care about my word. If you love me, you will care to read, study it, and live by this word. Because this word is life. And what is written in here is life for you. Emmanuel was built on this word. And we should never diminish the importance of it and the teaching of it. Shouldn't we live by the Spirit? Why do we need to live by the Word if we already have the Spirit? Couldn't the Spirit just tell us what we have to do? Since when does the Spirit work without the Scripture? Because if we put Scripture aside and say, no, the Spirit will guide me, the Spirit will tell me what to do, what happens is you will create your own type of God, a very twisted version of the true God, and you will be led by your own emotions. And we've seen how that worked out in history. And I'm not talking about human history, I'm talking about Romanian Pentecostal history. And maybe every single one of you knows a case where things have gone wrong, when people just trusted by the Spirit and have not trusted in the Word of God and have not studied the Word of God. But the Word of God is real, is alive, and that's what we really need to care about. That's what we need to study. How much do you have to believe? Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Let me tell you something, brother and sister. If everything you live about is God and his word, if Jesus is on your mind when you go to sleep, and if Jesus is on your mind when you wake up, if you are constantly thinking about him and about his word, as it has been said this morning, then it will be undeniable that you're a follower of Christ, and the world around you will have only two possibilities: accept him or ignore and reject him. Because at a certain point in time, the world around you will see that something's different. That in you there is a power that comes from God. That you have the truth about life. And it will be undeniable, I tell you. Therefore, Ephesians 3:16, I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. May God bless you all. Amen.